Good morning. This is Sterling Smith with your ASNA Edge Morning Market Update. And we're seeing a mixed market in the grains this morning. December corn at 473 and a quarter, up 3 and a quarter, while March at 492 and a half, up 3 and a half. May corn at 503 and a half, up 3 and a half cents. Seeing a little bit of profit taking in front of the holiday in the soybeans, and we should expect some choppy trade through now, probably into Monday or maybe even Tuesday of next week. January soybeans at 1369 and a quarter, down 8. March soybeans at 1386, down 7. May soybeans at 1398 and a quarter, down 6.5. January soybean oil at 5270, down 73, while meal at 444.90 is up 290. The spring crush at 137.25 is up 75. Wheat seeing a little bit of follow-through buying today after yesterday's nice little pop, but we are trading noticeably off of the best levels of the day. March wheat in Chicago at 587, up 4.25. March Kansas City at 629, up 3.5. And in Minneapolis, we're at 737, up 3.75. January rice at 1746 is down 4. December cotton, 7815, that's up 81. Open interest and volume are dropping considerably in cotton. That will be coming into first notice day next week, so expect choppy volatility, and if you have any positions on, do roll them into March. March cotton at 80.62 is down 7. February live cattle at 175.60, down 48. January feeders, 227.25, down 108. Hogs, not seeing too much follow-through selling after yesterday's noticeable plunge. February hogs at 72.22, down 8. December milk at 16.45 is up 5. January orange juice, 4.15.10, that's down 70. Big mover of the day is crude oil. We're at $74.22 a barrel. That's down $3.55, or about 4.5%. We did see a five-day truce in the Gaza situation with Israel and Hamas. Along with that, the weekend OPEC Plus meeting that was scheduled to happen and start on Saturday has been canceled. Apparently, there is some unhappiness with the Saudis and how much oil the other members are producing, as they were expected to cut production at this meeting, but at least for now, it is sending crude noticeably lower. January diesel at 276.84 is down about 8.5 cents a gallon. Unleaded gasoline, 211.61, that is currently down about 9 cents a gallon. Natural gas at 298 is down one tick. Gold, 2013 an ounce, that's down $8.10, while silver, 2402, is down 20. Stocks currently higher on the day in kind of choppy trade. Dow Jones Industrial Average, 35,226, up 138. S&P 500, 4557, that's up 19. NASDAQ Composite, 14,289, that's up 89. Or a little more than 0.6%. Interest rates have crept higher today. We've got some University of Michigan sentiment numbers that showed more ideas about inflation creeping back into the economy. And the rates have dropped noticeably, so seeing a little bit of a bounce isn't too surprising. The 2-year at 4.92, up 5 basis points. The 10-year at 4.42, up 3 basis points. The 30-year at 4.56, up 1 basis point. I'd like to remind everyone that the markets will be closed on Thursday, so there will be no markets tomorrow. The afternoon report will be coming out about 1 o'clock today, as we are closing up shop early. Also, Friday is the markets will be open in abbreviated sessions. There will be no podcasts or DMOs on Friday. This is Sterling Smith from sunny but cold Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everyone a great morning and a happy Thanksgiving.